It's 8.5 minutes. In fact, it's only 9 minutes past 7 o'clock, but what's a half a minute between friends on a Friday? If you're watching the time on a Friday, you shouldn't be. It's the weekend, baby. And if you don't get to work on time, you can always tell them that it's because we were having such a fantastic conversation that you had no choice but to stick around and you know, they'll forgive you. In the meantime, Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath to you if you are lucky. And me, if I'm lucky. And in fact, generally speaking, spreading the gospel of the world of homeopathy on radio now on 88 FM. And last week was in a fascinating conversation with Mike on the mic. I felt envious. I was listening to that as I was schlepping off to a medical facility in Umhlanga to go and pay them millions of rand for nooks. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm maybe a bit jaded about the medical fraternity. And with the news today of these poor medical people dropping dead, being overworked, underpaid, and you think, why? And the facilities charging like wounded buffalo for the privilege. So there's a big business ethic here, which I'm not going to go into because I know that it doesn't affect you. Homeopathy tends to be much more gentle, much more pleasant, and generally speaking, much better value for money. So let's talk about that.
we should definitely one day really get into that value for money story because it's a curious one. Why don't we get into it right now? Just my own experience. You know, I do the bulk of my practice is reproductive health, so assisting people with infertility, and you know, it's a stat that I present to my patients sometimes if they ask about the, so, you know, generally they're going to want to find out what the overall cost of their treatment might be. And when I tell them, they especially if they've had the experience of going through IVF or assisted reproductive techniques, they practically fall off their chairs. Because, you know, for me, and in my experience over the last 15, 20 years, you know, the average cost in current value of me getting a patient to pregnancy is about 15% maximum of what they would pay for one IVF round.
Wow.
You know, and it is, and at the end of the day, they're healthier. Do you know what I mean? Because that's my focus, is getting them as healthy as possible. So it just seems to me like it should be a no-brainer that people follow this kind of a system to help them get to that point, to get to the point of being able to fall pregnant. And but they don't. Everyone's telling them, no, they must go and see this person, that person. And drop huge amounts of money on the table and walk away with a 30% chance of success. So it's kind of curious.
Look, I can understand if you're using incredibly expensive equipment and the training to operate it is incredibly expensive, etc., etc., then there's a case to be made for, well, if you want to go and you know, get plugged into this very expensive piece of kit, that's the price. In rand terms, it's high. In dollars and pounds, it's not.
Yeah, but the results, you know, you got to balance it out with the results. So,
well, in your case, or the case that you've raised, and clearly the result is a successful pregnancy, and however you get there is kind of by the by. It just so happens that your way, you get there healthier and definitely in terms of your financial situation, a lot healthier.
Yeah, much more comfortable.
So why is that?
It's just the world we live in, isn't it? It's the kind of bullshit baffling brains and you know,
does it come down to that? Well, is a lot of the medical,
it's also the dominant
nonsense.
You know, it's the dominant system. It's what you know, that's where all the money is, that's where the bling is, that's where the excitement is, and that's where we are. There's so many areas of life that we see the same thing, where really what is good for us and what is actually done to us are two different things.
Because they're going to die.
And it very often comes,
we're all
going to
die the same kind of, you know, the result will be everything stops. Hey?
Right.
And we do our very best to prevent that from happening. And ultimately, I suppose, well, you got to try. But surely quality of life is better than quantity of life. And I see in the UK right now, they're debating this assisted dying bill. which is for me a no-brainer. If you've got less than 6 months to live and you are mentally competent to say, I do not want to go through the indignity and the suffering of this, we'll keep you on tubes and pipes and machines, and you'll be in pain and you will be, your dignity will be impaired greatly. Yeah. Your family will suffer tremendously, but you will pay us a fortune for the privilege, and you will have a couple of months of agony while you eventually check out.
Misery.
I mean, how on
doesn't make any sense. And we often say this, though, we wouldn't do it to our animals.
No,
and we don't do it to our animals. We help them in that transition. But the ethics of it become very complicated with human beings because of the duplicity of human beings and the fact that we can't be trusted, because when it comes to
but who can't we trust? I mean, surely there are rogues and vagabonds. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's more roguish and more vagabondish to keep people alive and suffering and paying a fortune for the privilege than to let them go gently.
If this was a simple debate, we wouldn't be needing to debate it. It is an incredibly complicated story because there are all these different levels of ethical consideration that have to be taken into account. And in the countries where assisted dying is allowed, the complexity of getting to that point is mind-boggling.
But why? I mean, it defies logic because if a person wants to end their suffering, and I'm talking about suffering, you know, whether it's mental suffering or physical suffering or a combination of the of the two, and their lives are absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
You know, you can coach
any
and mentor
sane person
and
would agree.
Rah rah.
Any sane person
but
would agree.
But you know, there are societies, and I believe that. There are Eastern societies where it is completely acceptable if your life is no longer worth living to you. You are not frowned upon for wanting to exit. I'm not suggesting that it should be the norm, but certainly where a person has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, they have less than 6 months to live, their prognosis is awful. It's not going to get any better. The best they can hope for is to be kept in a sort of semi-coma or a numbness that is debilitating, and the suffering to the family for having to watch this agonizing, long, drawn-out, you know it's going to end badly.
Yeah.
Or maybe well, depending on what your position is. But it's going to end for sure.
Mm.
Why shouldn't it end with dignity and with compassion?
There
and
should
with
be
love?
A way. There should be a way that for people to be allowed to exit in a way that they choose. The reality for me, though, is that, you know, dying is not a difficult thing. People have you know, there's
clearly we all manage it in a number of ways,
and you know, this is it's a very Western kind of approach to these things, kind of sanitizing it and making it official and legalistic and all of that, and you know, it's a complex area, and I don't think I'm certainly not qualified to really debate this to the degree that it needs to be debated.
You know what? I talk about it a lot because I feel that it's... No, I
I'm getting that feeling, Dave.
Because it interests me. You know, I'm getting to a point where, you know, I start talking to older people. Mm. And you know, while you're still hale and hearty and enjoying life, wonderful.
Mm.
But I also speak to a lot of folk that are not enjoying life. Mm. And intelligent people that say, you know, listen... If it was my choice, and I have personally have had friends that have definitely, with help and assistance from very very marvelous people, ended the suffering.
Yeah,
and no one it's has cast positive. Aspersions to say, "Oh my heavens on earth!" You know, or you know, there are religious considerations. I'm sure there are all sorts of, but when it comes to when push comes to shove, if you are faced with that sort of situation. What would you choose?
Well, I mean, it's like I was saying before, it's very easy to do. There are many, many simple ways to achieve that if that's your choice. And, you know, I don't want us to...
No, we don't want to go there because we'll be accused of peddling a narrative.
But this is reality, okay? Our society values life. And that is an imperative.
Well, it's such a gift, isn't it?
I
mean, the chance of being alive is extraordinary.
Yeah.
When you consider I was just thinking about it. Funnily enough, I was thinking about it. I don't know why, but thinking, what are the chances of you being born? I mean, you just look at the millions of spermatozoa
the potential obstacles,
competition to get to that ovum to eventually, and one succeeds, one out of millions.
Did I tell you I do fertility work? I know how difficult it is.
Yes, and then this miracle happens, and then we have this opportunity to experience life, and in all its but it comes to an end. We know that it's a temporary journey. It's a very quick journey. Mm. We're all just walking each other home. Walking each other home is a lovely expression. And that's it. Where is home? Yeah. Maybe that's the next joy.
Yeah, well, this, I can then just bring it back to, homeopathic philosophy and how we look at life and health and disease and death. And our focus is always about quality of life. And it is about living a good life and living a life that is fulfilled. And for a homeopath, to treat a patient to just take away a symptom is, that's very much not the most important thing for us. For us, it is about helping a person become the best person that they can be, and that the best parent that they can be, the best mother, father, worker, whatever it is, that they have a fulfilled life because their system is in tune. And it's in tune with who they are meant to be. And that goes towards all the way towards death. That, as homeopaths, we are familiar with helping people in transition and helping people get their head right about it and to be accepting of that transition.
Yeah. I think, it would just, I don't hate to sort of labor the point, but I'm terribly pro the approach at hospice where
wonderful work.
It was just marvelous work and so undervalued, I think, by the state.
Well, by society as well, society. Because we avoid death. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to dwell on it. We don't like to see it. Death is sanitized in the West, and it
isn't really problem. Because we're kept alive artificially. And how unsanitary is that? but I get what you're saying. And the fact that at hospice they don't keep you. They don't have those machines. Mm. They will not keep you alive artificially. Mm. They will ease your pain and let you go gently, 100%. With care, with compassion, with love. Yeah. And that, for me, surely is the mark of a civilized society.
Yeah, how we treat our insane and how we treat our sick is a mark of our advancement.
Wow. Well, it's been an interesting conversation. I'm sorry I've taken you down this dark path.
No,
today.
It's not dark at all. I think it's very light, and I think it's a conversation that we should all become more comfortable with. We avoid it, and we shouldn't.
And I think that's a good point to mention, that if you are looking for a consultation with Bruce, Dr. Bruce Thompson is available in Ballito on a Friday. How does one make an appointment?
My WhatsApp number is 083-7899-328.
And because this will be up as a podcast shortly, you don't have to write that down. You can simply just go to our website or our apps and look for the morning show, look for the picture of the good doctor, and there you will find the repeat of this conversation for you to listen to at your leisure, and that contact number if you need to make an appointment. And if you are not feeling marvelous or you want to feel better, I suggest that you seriously take a look at an alternative to the modern medical practice. Not that there's anything wrong with modern medicine or what they call it, allopathic medicine. It's very useful in times of trouble, but there are other ways, and there are possibly gentler ways. And if you want to explore those, well, you'll be among many folk that have discovered that the 200-plus-year-old system that is homeopathy certainly has a lot to offer. Bruce,
thanks very much.
We'll catch up in a week's time for another.
Much appreciated.
It'll be lighter next week. I think I'll be feeling better.
I'll direct the conversation next week, shall I?
You're on the morning show, folks. Cheers, bye.